Log Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carl. This is Carly. It's December 21st, 5 days before Christmas, and I'm coming to you tonight. We are going to have a great time. We are going to talk, vent, chat about everything that has gone on in the last couple of days. I mean, for me, it seems crazy. It just seems like the craziest thing. Oh, and if you're trying to get a hold of me through text messaging, my phone broke. I think I broke my cell phone, which I am not happy about. I don't think I broke it. Is it, I don't know, screwed up? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to bring on Christy here in a moment, but I just want to go over the rules with you guys. If no one else is on the line, you know, you can talk for more than 5 minutes, but if someone's on the line, then, you know, I will put you on hold. Oh, you can join in, but I think everyone needs their fans to vent, to be angry. And the second rule is no bad words. I mean, okay, I don't know what bad words, you know, this is the bad words. I mean, that is going to be really good, and I'm going to bring on Christy. Hello.
Hi.
I still can't believe my cell phone. Why in the middle of texting Heather? It tuned off. It is tuned off, and the only thing that is working is the time on the cell phone. Yeah, so I'm not really happy right now with the cell phone. It's like, yeah. Okay, and if anyone wants to join us in chat, the chat is now open. So, yes. So, let's see. So, how was your weekend?
It was okay. Except for yesterday.
I think it was one of the craziest weekends because of, you know, the weather back east. You know, I'm feeling really, really sorry for people back there. Because we experienced that last year, and, well, we hated it. So, what was I going to tell you? Oh, okay, so, and if anyone listened to the Zone prior to myself, please call in, because there was something going on there tonight, and Ryan got really mad, and it's, I don't know if you can get mad over it or not, but it's about, you know, Kelly and Becky being called the S-word. But, you know, the way I see it, and that's why I wanted to bounce this off you, and if we are saying the character, it's slutty, but not the actress. I don't think that's anything wrong, because for one of those characters, we are telling the truth. What do you think?
Yeah. Can you hold on? Carly, my dad's talking to me. I'll answer later. I'll answer in a couple minutes.
So, yeah, I'm going to play a song. And, yeah, I'm going to play a song for you guys now. Because we have no callers right now. Okay. Oh, my gosh, we have callers. Okay, forget that. I'm going to bring Heather on. Hey, you.
Hey. My chat's not on here.
What?
I don't see the chat. I was trying to get in the chat room, but...
Oh, it's on. I just put on. It's on right now. Try again because I this put on, I just put that on, why when I went to L, so it's just looking.
All right, I'm going to check again. I don't know why. No, it just says, it says a list of episodes. I don't know. Something must be wrong with this thing.
Well, the sad room is saying sad room, and so, yeah, okay, so, okay, what happened with In the Zone? I was trying to text you back on my cell phone.
Okay, Carly, I'm back.
Oh, he was just mad because people are, like, calling, Kelly and a bunch of General Hospital stars, like, sluts and stuff in message boards, and he was just like angry about that, and he's going off about it. But I left to come to your chat.
Well, I'm glad you did, but you know, how do you feel about that, Heather? How do you feel about?
Well, I don't like Sam, but I would never like say anything like that about Kelly because it's not her. Like, she's just doing her job. It's the writers that write it. So if you hate it, bug the writers. Don't like be calling the actors and stuff just because you don't like what they're doing.
I agree with
you. Yeah, I mean, I agree with, you know, you too, but it's like for years and years they've been bashing Rebecca Hurst. And, you know, and we have, you know, Liaison fans and Becky fans alike, we have been so quiet. You know, we need to be a little more vocal because, you know, I don't think it makes her anything they called her because all she did was sleep with Nicholas. Okay, no one is crying foul on Young and the Restless with Saren sleeping with two sets of brothers. So yeah, I think that's crazy. I think what they, you know, yeah.
And then there's like fights on Twitter too, because like people will say something and someone will say, oh, I don't like what you just said about this person that I like or whatever. And then like today when I was on Twitter, like people keep saying, block out General Hospital tomorrow, watch As the World Turns, because like I guess because of that being canceled and because people don't want to see Jason and Sam kiss, and I'm like, that's retarded. Like, writers write it. If you don't like it, fast forward through. That's why we have a thing called TiVo.
Thank you, and you know what? You know, I just cannot wrap my head around the fact that he's saying I love you too, who? Okay? You don't.
Me either, but.
I mean, but you don't almost, you know, want to say, you know, I want to kill you if you ever all around Jake and Elizabeth ever again to, let's make love, let's have sex, let's, all of that. You don't do that. That is just, you know, when that building fell on him, it must have fell with him on really hard because the stupid building came down and that's love Jason's brain because you just don't do that. I'm sorry. To me, I'm still kind of ticked off about it.
Yeah, but I just think it's stupid to say don't watch General Hospital tomorrow just because they say I love you. What, it's going to take like 2 seconds? You can fast forward through it. I mean, I haven't even watched all three of my soap operas today, and I'm still mad because YouTube is having issues, and I'm really mad and really want to watch them, but it's just stupid. Like, I'm mad because my favorite couple hasn't even been on in, like, a week, and probably not this week either, and I'm still watching it, but then again, I love
Sophie. Wait, who's your other favorite couple?
Donnie and Olivia.
Okay. You know, but no, I just have a really hard time with, you know, what's going on there, because it's just, like, crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very crazy. I mean,
that's why I don't watch, I don't read message boards. I don't do any of that. I just do Twitter and Facebook and that's it. Like, my friend, she keeps complaining to me, like, on Facebook about how all these people are, like, saying that they wanted the old Todd back on One Life to Live. And I was like, stop telling me that, because I love Trevor. That'd be sad.
Yeah, I mean,
and every time she tells me that, I'm like, stop reading those message boards. They're just idiot people. That I think, I honestly think that half the people that go on there don't even watch soap operas or hate them, and so they just decide to piss everybody off and all this stuff.
So, Christy, what do you think?
About people
yes. I mean, you know, there's like, I saw a fight almost break out on Twitter the other day. And I'm like, okay, come on. You guys
have
all
lost
it. A
lot of people are on Twitter and on the internet in general. So you just kind of have to choose to ignore them and move on.
Well, yeah, and you know, for them saying, they want the old Todd back, okay, I do not want to get him over while I'm about to say people. But I like Trevor's things on better than Roger Harris. Wait, I'm not saying that Roger Harris was a bad actor or whatever. But, you know, I really have came to enjoying Trevor. And for me, I usually don't like the recast. And Trevor was the one that I liked. Little White as Carly I love. So, you know what? Stop saying that, people, because, you know, he was the one that left One Life to Live. They did not get rid of him. You know, he got rid of them and went to add the routines.
Yeah, people are saying it because with As the World Turns is being canceled, and they're saying that Danny looks like Roger. And I'm like, she looks like nobody. Like, some people say she looks like Taya. Some people say she looks like Roger. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? But I don't know. I just love Trevor, so I'd be very sad. But well, then again, I still wouldn't stop watching because I'm too addicted.
Thank you. You know, I knew there was a reason you and I became friends, because you and Lucy are my kind of, you know, even though my favorite couple of all time isn't together right now, I still watch it. You know, because I still have other people I like to.
Who's your favorite?
See. Who's my favorite? Okay, isn't it obvious? Even Christy can answer that one for me.
Right.
Well, I know at General Hospital who your favorite is, but what's that One Life to Live?
Okay, and no more hate mail on what I'm about to say there, too. I'm still mad that they killed, what's his face?
Jared?
Yes, okay, I like Jared in
Nally. Yeah, I'm confused about that, because when I went to that I Participate thing in October, John, who plays Jared, he was in my, like, group, and then he was, like, asking us, he's like, do you guys think Jared did it, like, all the killings? And then he said, like, that he was only going to be God for a little bit, like, he was going away for a little bit, but then he'd be back.
You know what?
So I'm like, then why would they kill him off like that? Because that was obvious that he died.
No. Number one, the movie was done by Miss Lawrence. Number two, okay, Miss has came back from the dead. How many
times? Too many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's like on Days with Stefano DiMera, you cannot kill the guy. The guy has like 25 lives. And
yeah, and now he's blackmailing Dorian to fire Bo, or he's going to like kill one of the Kramer women. And I'm like, good gosh, I hope it's not somebody I like. Well, as long as Kelly what's her name, because they're coming back, and I'm like, well, Kathy I never saw, and I didn't like Kelly, so they could kill her off.
You know what, I like Zina Togolona, whatever her name is, but the thing is, I think we just have to, you know what, we cannot afford to boycott any soap, and yes, it's a personal opinion for everyone, but I cannot black him out just like you. Okay, Kelly comes back February 2nd. Well, we have some time before she comes back.
Yeah, I think I'm just twisted then, because I actually like Mitch. Like, I think, I don't know if he was on when I started watching One Life to Live, because I started, like, the day Trevor started.
Oh,
Roger's last day. And
yeah,
so I don't know if he was on, but I like him. I actually like him. It's like, he doesn't even scare me. I'm like, I like you, but then again, on all my children, I like David, and he's evil, but I guess I just
like
evil.
You like David?
Yeah, well, that's because I used to think he was hot, so.
Okay, you know what, since I'm a nice, loving person, and since it's Christmas, I'm going to have you love you. Oh, my gosh, you guys, okay, now I'm mad. Okay, here's this. Because they, you know, okay, does anyone of you watch Days of Our Life, Christy,
nope.
You?
No, not really.
I stopped watching that when Jennifer left and when Abby and Max didn't get together, so I wanted to get together.
I'm at this late-breaking story.
What's his name?
Yes, Lucas, yes.
I know, I liked him.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You
I thought
know,
he was
never,
already off, though.
No, I mean, he went to rehab, whatever. But I guess they didn't want to really renew his contract, so he's out there, people.
What's that?
Christy, you seem tired today.
Yes, I am very tired today.
I don't like when people leave.
Me either, but the thing about this, Chris, is 3 more days until Christmas. Wait, is it 3 or 4?
Oh my gosh.
4.
Oh. I want to cry.
3 if you like don't contact.
I want to cry.
Why do you want to cry, Heather?
Because you know how I texted you that fire, we had a fire alarm earlier? Well, now
yes.
The thing's going off again. This is like 50 times since I've been out of school. Ugh. I hate you, New York.
I mean, it doesn't mean you have to go. Okay, if they're just testing it, you don't have to go out. It's not a real fire drill.
No, they make us. They, like, someone knock on your door. Like, people have tried hiding under their bed and you get in trouble. It's stupid.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm excited because on Friday, I disordered Jason and Elizabeth from Christy. And I want it now. I know I have to wait.
You have to wait for what?
I have to wait for Christy because she's sharing the Zahn teachers. And she's going to do a really good kick-out job on it. And I think everyone who's listening and everyone in the whole wide world should buy Christy teachers. Hey, I'm helping her. I'm giving her publicity. Publicity, yeah. So, okay, you guys, we have to talk about something. It's the end of the year, almost. So what surprised you guys? What made you want to throw a sale at the TV? And what made you really...
Oh, my God. Sorry.
So, yeah,
I read something funny on Twitter.
You know, the liaison breakup made me want to throw something at my TV. But other than that, Jason and Sam getting back together, that made me want to throw something at my TV. The whole, Patrick and Robin and how they're... That postpartum storyline kind of felt like it was getting a little ridiculous. Exaggerated at times.
I heard that Lisa girl annoyed people today. Like, everybody on Twitter was like, she needs to butt out and all this. And I'm like, I want to watch. I want to see what happened.
Well, you know what? What about for you, Heather? What made you want to throw a sale at the TV this year with everything that happened this year on soaps?
With all 3 of my soaps or just one?
Yeah, I mean, you can name whatever. You can name all 3, that's fine.
All my children, the Stewart storyline, because, I had read, because I read everything, I had read that the guy who, David, who plays Adam and Stewart, that he was, like, sick or something, so that's why they were getting rid of, They're getting rid of Stewart. And so
yeah.
I hated that storyline because, to me, it was worse than Who Killed Michael Cambius. Like, it dragged on for
yes.
a week and
yes.
a week and a week.
I
and then it
you,
was
yeah.
Adam. And then it was Adam who killed his own brother. I'm like, this pointless storyline for it to be Adam, I mean, come on. It was retarded. So that's what I hated. One Life to Live. Mostly Blair and her bitching and complaining. Oh, sorry. Her complaining about Todd and all this, and mostly. And I think that's it. On One Life to Live. Nothing really bothered me. And then General Hospital. I'm trying to think. Most of it I can't remember because all I remember a lot of is Michael being in a coma. Carly's pregnancy and how, like, bad it was, and then she ends up having, like, a perfectly healthy baby.
Well, sometimes, most of the, you know why, okay, I can never say anything bad about Carly, so, you know. But, so that's what made you mad this year?
Yeah, I just thought it was stupid, because I'm like, why would you make everybody, oh, Carly, watch out, oh, you have to eat this, oh, you have to eat that, and all this nonsense for nothing, I don't know. Oh, that and the carnival storyline, I thought they, like, made it up to be, like, so powerful and so, like, good, and then it was terrible.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I can tell you what I loved in what I really wanted to spoil Sarah this year was the nonsense, and I'm going to say nonsense again, bringing Jonathan Jackson back and make him more of a stupid lucky than Greg Vaughn was actually playing. They should have left Will enough alone and let Greg Vaughn do it because I'm not saying that Jonathan Jackson isn't talented or whatever. But you know what? I'm just sick of Lucky not finding out and not really, you know, figuring out this whole thing. And I'm tired of Rebecca's storyline. Rebecca never needed to be there, if you ask me.
But don't worry, she's gone tomorrow.
Okay. And number three... The biggest shock of all for me was how they broke up Jason and Elizabeth without even needing to. They broke up Jason and Lucky and Sam because, you know, they are stupid there. And
I think Sam and Jack should get back together.
I think Sam should be with anyone but Jason, and that's, I'm going to be nice because it's Christmas. So I'm not going to say what I really think, but, no, I just think, and, you know, on One Life to Live, the big thing for me is I wish they did a more of a triangle between Skyler, Stowe, and Cole. I thought that would be interesting, and they messed that up.
Yeah, and now there's one between Rex and Gigi. That's so boring. I'm like, move on.
Well, exactly. You know, as much press as I did for the 24 hours to get calls, my press did really, really badly.
Yeah. I'm mad though because they keep saying that Kevin's coming back in 2010 with Kelly when he's already returned. I'm like, he's already returned. Why do you guys keep acting like he's been gone and hasn't returned?
What do you mean?
Well, like, online and stuff, like, on websites, I keep seeing Kevin returns with Kelly in 2010. I'm like, he's already returned. He's been on, like, 4 episodes so far.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm going to switch gears for a moment. What did you guys think of Brittany Murphy yesterday? Well, I mean, I'm still in shock.
I'm in shock, too, but then, I don't know, because I read too much on the internet. When I write today, I'm
okay,
like, I'm
you gotta, okay, you got to stop doing that, because, you know, some of that out there lies, so.
Well, no, I believe when I write today, it was about her husband, I mean.
What?
kind of creepy. I guess, like people have been after him, and I guess he's, like, a con artist or something. I don't even know she was married until I heard she died.
What was I going to ask you? So, Christy, what did you think about it? Because, you know, I watched all those movies he was in, like, Clueless and everything. I mean, I've seen Clueless more than A Normal Person Would, but...
I'm shocked too. I'm like, jeez. I don't understand why all these young actors have to die.
I don't understand that either. And, you know, I mean, when they said that she passed away, I'm like, wait a moment. The day Michael Jackson passed away, they were saying everyone from Hollywood to music was on life support. There were about 20 deaths that never really happened. So, okay. And Taylor Swift news, you guys, since all of us are tired, and since, you know, it's, you know, almost Christmas, and I don't think anyone is really sleeping. I don't know about you, but even though Christmas is a couple of days away, it doesn't seem like it to me. I don't know about you too.
2009 went by too fast.
Okay, so is it me that thinks this, right? Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking about the highlights of my 2009, and some were okay, but some were weird, and let's see if we have anyone on the phone line. No, okay, and no one in chat.
I can't believe that it's been like a year since I left my other college. Well, I left that college and went to community college for a month, but crazy.
Christy, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I graduated, and now I'm working for my uncle, so, you know, things can be better.
Well, I ended a 12-year relationship. You know, that hasn't been easy. So it's like, you know, if 2009 sucks this bad, I'm just praying that 2010 will be... You know, battle.
Someone's in the chat.
Really?
Is it a guest?
Oh, April. Hi, April. So, yes. So even though we might have... Okay, I need you guys' advice. Okay, so we have the end of the show wrap-up of, like, all TV shows. This Wednesday, should we wait till the 28th or whatever?
What was the question?
Okay. I want to do a year-end wrap-up. And April in the room, tell me what you think. I want to do it like a year-end wrap-up of like all the shows, prime time, daytime. And I'm just wondering because it was like, you know, a good year, but not a good year. I was just wondering if we should have it on the 23rd, the night before Christmas Eve, or should we wait to do a year and year wound up in January?
I'd say wait only because a lot of people are going to be busy because it's Christmas and they're going to be around their family. But, well, except for me because I'm always sitting here with my mom, but.
When are you getting out of New York? Has it lifted?
Wednesday. I'm officially actually getting out because my dad called the airline and they said there shouldn't be any problems. And there better not be because I'll be mad because. Laura, who played Carly on General Hospital, she's in New York right now, and she got here from California.
today. So if she got here from California, I should be able to get from New York to California.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if that's the case, yeah. So I bet you anything that when the show is over, all of us are going to bed. Am I right, Christy?
Yeah.
I'll probably go be up.
Did you... Let's see. Okay. What was I? I insulate. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, someone talk.
About
someone,
what?
Someone... Anything. My brain's gone. My brain, like, left. Union Station.
Oh, no, never mind. It hasn't come on yet. I want to watch Find My Family.
Oh, well, it's new tonight.
I know, but I don't have a TV because my roommate's TV is broken, so I have to wait till tomorrow to watch it online.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's
I don't even have internet.
Yeah.
What?
Along with my soap operas, too, since YouTube is being bad right now.
Is it down for maintenance or something today?
I don't know, like,
yeah.
I tried, and so one of my friends on Twitter sent me, a link to General Hospital, but it was only, like, one part, and it was only Rebecca saying something about her leaving, and I was like, who cares? I'm just cool already.
Okay, Ava goes, talk about the scopes. Bolo tomorrow, ILBE tomorrow, the Laid-On Blackout. You know, well, I won't get to watch it for like another week, so that's fine with me. And, what was I going to ask you? Okay, so is there any primetime shows you guys are happy with or not happy with, or?
I don't know. I think all of mine went off until January.
Yeah, mine too, I think. What about you, Christy?
Yeah, mine are pretty much off till January. I'm really excited to see Vampire Diaries back, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why I'm okay. You're going to be lucky that you have me around. They showed a promo today of that. And I think every Monday they are doing, like...
You know, they're doing a marathon.
Okay. But, okay, so you don't have cable right now, Christy, or what?
No, I don't have internet.
What happened?
I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it just disappeared. It's like the connection. The internet network just disappeared, so... I don't know. I'll try to get it to work tomorrow, but...
Well, you know what,
we're
I'm not about.
The library, which sucks.
What I'm not too happy with is my TV in my bedroom. Okay, tell me if you guys ever experienced this, because it's only a 2-year TV, so it's not the TV. It turns black at the bottom, and they are black squares with white on them. Have you guys ever experienced that?
What, on every channel or just some channels?
Like one or two of them.
One or two channels?
Yeah.
And you have cable?
Yes.
Well, it's probably your cable connection. You probably want to call your cable company.
Yeah, well, they are coming out here again. But guess what time they are coming out tomorrow, you two? 9 in the morning.
Yeah, they always do that.
My mom just got the TV set back up because she just got new carpet in, so that would take everything out of the house.
Oh. I just love AB. Yeah, I don't watch anymore. Only. Oh, April. That's April watches Private Practice, you guys. And. Oh, and April's pissed off with Grayson Anatomy because they killed Zoe's. And
yeah,
so.
I don't think that they killed George either. That was stupid.
Another person in the chat.
I know. What was
I guess
saying?
Ryan's show is over.
So So did he really go on a rampage, or was it just a little rampage?
No, he was really mad. Like, he was really, really mad. It was like the whole time I was listening to the show, that's all it was about. Until I came over here.
Wait, was he the one calling Kelly and Becky Schlotz, or was that, like, someone else?
Huh? What did you say?
Who was calling Kelly and Becky the F-word?
Oh, people on, like, message boards and, like, on Twitter, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are just so retarded.
I know. If you don't like them, just fast forward. That's what Twitter's for. I mean, not Twitter.
Well, yeah, YouTube, you know, you can just drag the freaking
yeah.
cursor.
That's why I don't understand people.
Yeah, I just left Ryan and Blog Talk. I'm sorry.
I feel like half the time
off.
People say that is just to, like, piss other people off, so. I think people do that just to get attention, too.
You know, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think like, you know, Billy Clinton's song, People Are Crazy, that's what I think.
That song is crazy.
Okay, and then Ryan said basically about how haters vote and boycotting soap. It was a good soap. So, I mean, that's good. But, you know, I'm still, you know, wondering why. I mean, why do you attack? I mean, you should not be attacking them. I mean, we should be attacking the writers, but if I ever want my dream of getting a writer on here, I will behave myself.
Yeah. Well, I said in Ryan's chat to people, I was like, well, if people are going to complain and don't like characters, then why don't they grow some balls and write their own soap opera?
You're okay, I could say something really bad right now, but I'm going to be good. But I don't see why people are just gunning for certain people. I will never understand that.
Me either.
You know what is missing from our show tonight, you guys? I think all of us need a nice glass of wine.
Wine?
I already had some.
Oh, my God. No wonder you're being so quiet.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
Baileys Irish Cream. Mm. My job
oh, my
is
God.
Stressful. I'm an alcoholic by night.
Maybe I'm going
okay,
to
when you work with family, you feel
yes.
stressed out. Try not to work for family. I don't recommend it. If you can help me.
Okay,
oh,
how
I
much
try not to.
How much wine did you have, Wubble?
No, not a lot. But and then I only have like a little sip, and then I've been having my Baileys Irish Cream. So I got one of those Baileys Minis bottles.
Okay.
100 milliliters. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you got me.
Sometimes alcohol makes me tired, and sometimes it makes me hyper. So it really just depends.
Oh, I liked it when you. I liked it when you got alcohol in you on the last show. I found you very, very funny. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, I'm very loud. And
oh.
Yeah. Make laugh a lot usually.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We have another call. Oh my God, we have two calls.
Cool. What area?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this
Hello?
Is us. I'm. Hi!
Hi! I was finally, I've been waiting for like, I don't know how long.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, it's
I was...
okay. It's me again, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, okay, Terry, I'm mad because I sent you a couple emails, and they said failure to deliver.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really? Oh, maybe it's because I have spam blocker, something like that or whatever.
Okay, well.
I'll be sure to put you in my email, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm going to bring...
I forgot what time it was on. I just got home, and I thought it was on at 9 on my time, but it's 8 o'clock. So,
We have you called in. I'm going to bring Cyber on, too.
Okay.
So, everyone, but remember, people, we cannot talk over each other, or people are going to start to call us the View, and we don't want that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Cyber.
I just have about a two-minute rant, and then I'm out. I just had to go to Blog Talk at Ryan's show. I haven't been to his show since Liaison Radio and Daytime After Dark, and you know, I used to go there all the time, and he's a member of our site and our network, so I want to support him. But basically, his show was basically about haters hating and, the level that it's reached, the railroading of actresses and, you know, trying to get them off their jobs and all of this stuff, and how people are just not really watching the show, but just going on message boards attacking and, you know, like they were saying that some of the rumors out about some of the, you know, the actresses and actors' wives and husbands and things like that. So basically that's what the show was about and, boycotting the show and this and that. So it was a good show. It was like, you know, a lot of listeners. I just want to comment on the Elizabeth's rape thing. First of all, I finally saw the scene. I hadn't seen it. I don't know if we talked about it, but I hadn't seen it. So I had just heard about it, and I finally saw it. And as a Musketeer fan, I just didn't think Rebecca needed to be in the scene. That scene was about, she asked them about the magic of the Musketeer. And that scene was really about Nick, Elizabeth, and Lucky. And unfortunately, the Musketeers got together because of the rape. That is the Musketeers. So the rape would have, if you talk anything about the Musketeers, you must bring up that rape because that's the Musketeers. That's how they became the Musketeers. Because of that rape storyline. And it was a good storyline. But I just didn't think that Rebecca needed to be in the scene because it was basically when she turned to Lucky and she started reliving and they start showing the flashbacks and all of that. And I thought, I interpreted it maybe not from a hater's point of view because the haters are really just, they didn't care about the rape. They're just using that to bash Elizabeth because they've been doing that all the time. This is just another ammunition. Yes, it was unfortunate, but so what? A lot of things on GH is unfortunate. It's not a woe is me situation. They, they made a mountain out of a molehill. Yes, it was unfortunate they did it, but they did it. They wrote it. She didn't write it. The writers wrote it. So, that's just the way it is. I didn't view it that way, maybe because I am a true Musketeer fan, and I remember that time. And it was not a magical time as Rebecca started it. Oh, yeah, I heard about it. It was a magical time, blah, blah, blah. And Elizabeth snapped at her and said, I was raped. And then Lucky goes, well, you don't have to. Well, go on. And then she just went on. And then she turns around and directs her attention to Lucky. And from then on, it's really a Lucky and Elizabeth scene. She kind of turns around and looks at Becky and does some explanation. But I thought, I interpreted it also as Rebecca didn't need to be in the scene. That's number one. That's the biggie.
Yes.
She should not have been in the scene in the first place. Number two is that they were reliving the history of the Musketeers because some people don't know their history at all.
Exactly.
So they were showing the flashbacks to show you their history. And some people took that as a big whoop-de-doo that she was using her rape to shut Rebecca up. You know what? I just wish Rebecca would woman up, sit up, and just tell Lucky or even just shut up because I'm getting tired of, she should tell him. She told her to tell him. Elizabeth said tell him. And she should have did that. I wouldn't have even told Elizabeth that I knew. I would have just told Lucky and just blindsided her. But she went around and told Lucky that she, Nick that she knew. She went and told and went to Elizabeth's house and told her that she knew. See, I don't roll like that. I would have just went straight to Lucky, told him, and would have just blindsided the both of them and would have took a plane out of town. That's how a woman handles these kind of things. Rebecca is handling it like a little teenager. If she was a woman up, she would have just went on and told Lucky straight up, hey, boom. He would have just confronted them. I would have told it. And if I was Luke, I would tell it. Because if it was my son, I wouldn't want, and I'm an Elizabeth fan, but I'm talking about the writing of this story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the characters. I'm talking about the how
mm-hmm.
the story is being told. And to me, it's not being told. It's to gain sympathy for Lucky. It's all about gaining sympathy for Lucky and Rebecca, because Rebecca wasn't working with Nick. They were tanking. So they used L&L2 to fix them up and put them in another quad that they just got out of a quad with that Sam crap. It's the same storyline,
mm-hmm.
basically. The only thing different is that Nick is his brother.
Okay, and another thing that brought the Mustang tears together, too, when Tom
the rapist?
Was the, yeah, and they, you know, they staked him out. And you and that, I mean, that also did, also I thought brought the Mustang tears closer too, because there was Lucky and Nick saving Emily and Liz really from Tom. And
right, the rapist.
Yeah. And so I always thought that too. So yeah.
Rebecca should not have been in the scene. End of story. She was out of place. She shouldn't have been there. It should have been Nick, because he's in love with Elizabeth, and it was just showing how he's in love with her, but this history has come up, and it's messing it up. But Rebecca just standing there looking like a dummy. She shouldn't have been in it. That was a very poignant scene from history. She's not a musketeer. She's not Emily. She shouldn't have been in the scene.
Exactly.
In the story. So I'm going to hang up. I know you got about 13 minutes to go, and I got my rant out. And do you have a show on Wednesday?
I think so. I might do the end of the year review on what everyone was ticked off about, what everyone was happy with, Ryan Aldates, all of them. So anyone wants to call in and rant on Wednesday night, it's the perfect time to do it.
Okay, so I'll call it. I'll be on Wednesday night. I did see a lot of Days, and I did see a lot of Y&R, so I'm ready. So
okay,
talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Night, Cybo. Okay, Terry.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi. You know, I was watching YouTube, like the karaoke nights from Jenna Hoskins,
yeah.
checking it out. That was actually pretty good. I liked
yeah.
that.
You know, so did I. Yeah,
and,
I loved it.
And I was watching, like, some of Maxie and Spinelli's wedding, you know, and then I saw
yeah.
Sam and Jason in there. I felt like throwing up. I wanted to catch, you know, Robin and Patrick and Jason and all that in some scenes. But, of course, Sam was in there. I literally just felt like I literally had to put my hand over my face to not watch that because it was sickening.
I
can't stand her. I mean, and then I was rewatching, you know, Liz and Jason's Night of Passion, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, why can't they just go back to them? Why is the
mm-hmm.
writer just being stubborn and not putting them together?
And exactly.
I love Scrubs, and I miss them. And after watching, I was watching them like all last night on YouTube, you know, and I was thinking. I want to watch General Hospital again, but I can't because I just miss Liz and Jason so much that it just makes me sick. But, I mean, I'm starting to like Dante and Lulu now. Cause
yeah, so am I.
YouTube, too. But I
yeah,
want,
I love them.
I love General Hospital. I haven't really given up. But, you know, if they put, you know, make every, you know, like, you know, really good storylines in there, I'll catch it again. But.
I'll just have to watch it on YouTube, you know? But the thing is, we still need to fight for Jason and Liz.
Yeah.
No one else is going to do it.
I know.
And I'm ticked off because you don't go tell someone that kidnapped your son and, you know, say, I want to kill you, then have sex with her and say, I love you, Jamal.
I know. As I was watching some of these scenes on YouTube, and I'm like thinking, Jason, where are you? You would never do that. You wouldn't.
ever go, yeah, that's so out of character for him. I was like, how can he say that to somebody and I'm going to kill you? And then totally forget about it, like if it never happened, and have sex with her. And so supposedly tomorrow's I love yous to her or something like that or whatever. And I'm like, gosh, where's this show at? Where's General Hospital the way I used to love it? You know, where I used to, could not wait to tune in. I can't do it anymore. I miss General Hospital.
I know. I you know,
I love Scrubs. I mean, like I said, I was tempted to watch General Hospital again, you know, just to, maybe I should. Maybe I'll just fast forward through the Jason and Sam scenes and stuff like that or whatever. And, you know, just, I mean, I watched just today's scenes of the Scrubs, and that was cute. They were cute together, so. I don't know what's going on with that character, Lisa, though. His ex-girlfriend. What are they supposed to do with her? Are they supposed to, like, make a triangle or something like that with Scrubs?
That seems stupid to me that they're just bringing back Patrick's, like, old ex-girlfriend just to have Scrubs to have something to, like, fight about or just to give them some kind of drama or just stupid storyline. Like, it just seems like their storylines are boring or just
exactly.
Over, like, I just feel like they're just redoing storylines and they're just coming up with lame stuff for them. And they deserve a better storyline than that.
I know. They just need to go back to their old tapes of 10 years, 15 years ago and, you know, start writing like that again and stuff.
I know, Terry, I agree with you because,
yeah. You
know, it's like, you know, I don't know if you ever watched Young and the Restless, Terry, but...
I have been watching, yeah, I do occasionally.
Okay, you know what ticks me off right now, and the fact that Saren can sleep with both Newman boys and then sleep with both Abbott boys, but that's okay. They are putting her in a positive light, you know, and the moment Elizabeth slept with Nick, oh, that wasn't positive at all, but it's okay for Saren to sleep with two sister brothers. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, but no one wants to call her out but me because she is such a hypocrite. Sorry. But it just angers me because, you know, the whole triangle on YNL remind me of Jason and Elizabeth. The only thing that is not like Jason and Elizabeth, when Nick and Felix broke up, they got to still have moments together. When Nick and Sharon break up, they get moments. No, but did Jason and Elizabeth? No, they don't because they are so stupid. Okay.
I know, and it's... I just love, their life's like, I feel like I've lost a best friend, you know?
Yes!
You know, I want my best friend back, and I can't seem to get it. I can't seem to get her back, and I feel like just going to the studio and putting a gun to the writer's heads or
okay.
Something like put that together, you know? I mean, you've got so many fans out there for 10 years, you know, 10 years we've been waiting for them to get together and they're doing this to us again, you know, and Brian,
come on, people.
He actually wrote for Jason and Liz. He penned them, you know, and was it, I get confused between Guza and France or something like that. Bob Guza wrote them, right?
Brian Fond is unfortunately the head of
the team. He's the bastard behind what's going on in the show.
Yes.
You know what?
And you know what? Sometimes I would love just going out there and saying, you know what? You owe it to the fan to explain why you do what you do. You know, you need to explain this to us because what you did is so wrong.
Thank you. And how come is it that Sunny can have a family? You know,
thank you. Thank you.
And Jason, he, oh my God, he can't have a family and kids, you know?
Oh man, you know, okay, and let me ask you this, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't think Zayton has to give up the mom in order to be with Liz. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't.
That would actually make them more interesting.
I think so,
thank
too.
You.
Give them a really good storyline.
Exactly.
I mean,
and
the writing,
Liz is not, Liz, she accepts him. She even said that, I think, once. Didn't she say that?
Yes, she said that. And, you know, and this, it makes me so ticked off because here's a really good story. Here's a, you know, they could have put the story more. I mean, what happened with Jake the last time to Zayton with the whole Weston kidnapping, it wasn't Liz or Zayton's fault. It was really Lucky and Sam's fault.
I know. If Jason had been there, he would have protected them. He wouldn't have let them drive off by themselves.
Yeah, and excuse me. I'm not bashing Lucky, but okay, Lucky. Let's listen to you, Will, to take the women where Jason has about 30 safe houses.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm just. Why now? I mean, whenever I think about that, it's like, wait a moment. And, you know, Elizabeth is not weak. Elizabeth killed that guy, you know, at the cabin. You know, and save that little nice Sam's, you know. I'm trying to be nice.
Herself just as well as Sam can.
Exactly. Thank you. I am so glad another people on my peeps agree with me because
I mean, Liz, when she first came to town, Liz was a bit, she handled herself.
Yes.
She was a bit of a troublemaker before she, you know, got raped and stuff like that. So she could stand up for herself and whoever gets in her way, you know? So she handled Sam when she slapped her in the face, you know? She thought,
oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. And, okay, we have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
On Wednesday, I'm making it an hour and a half, and I really want you to come, Terry, because I love talking to you, and you are on the same level that I am about this, because this should not be happening, and, you know, someone needs to put a gun to both Bob Gusev's head and Brian Fong's head before Christmas. If anyone wants to, no, I better not say that.
I swear, you crack me up.
I think I'm just over the point where I'm. Last year I was in tears over this. Now I'm mad because
I'm mad too.
You know why? I mean, there had never been any soaps in history that got this much crap on us than Jason and Liz. None. Born Hope break up, they get back together in 6 months. Zona and Malena get back together in a year. I mean, but this couple, you really want to separate them because they have eye sex? And oh my God, they can't even take that? Okay, we have a minute to go.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's last thoughts before we hang up?
I don't really. I can't think of anything right now.
Well, yeah.
Just
oh, so
I'm really pissed off and with this whole show. I'm just so ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Carrie, can you make sure you take me off your spam so we can email each other?
Yes, I will. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. And I'm going to go now and I'll call on Wednesday. What time?
8 o'clock the same time.
8 o'clock. Okay.
I will
take you off spam. Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye.
Heather, will you be with us on Wednesday?
I don't know because that's the day I'm going home and I haven't seen my mom since August, so I might be busy doing something with her, but I'll text you and let you know.
Yeah, and Christy, will you be back on Wednesday for this fun of everyone ranting and raving?
Same for me. I mean, I have work that day, but hopefully I'll show up to it.
Well, email me, and you know what? Crawl in bed and have some more alcohol, and that might make you feel better.
Okay, bye.
More alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and both of you, my cell phone and dead until tomorrow, and so when it's up and running, I will text you guys.
Okay.
Okay, night, guys.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.